Welcome back. I'm so excited. Today is a TED's Tech Microsoft Build 2025 C Sharp and .NET Developer Special. I am YouTube's number one .NET fan. I just can't wait. So here we go. It's looking good already. It's a developer with green hair. .NET is cool again. Here we go. Let's go. Let's see what Microsoft has in store for us this year.
I'm super excited about AI.
AI has become so central to how
Get
we
up.
code. AI-powered capability, AI assistant
Visual
work side
Studio
by
logo.
side with AI to complete jobs, questions, and AI assistants. Copilot from being a pair programmer to a peer programmer. OpenAI's Codex agent,
Well,
this is the
C
UI
sharp.
for AI. With the team's AI library,
OpenAI O3 choose other models via AI Foundry, reimagine their workflows with AI.
Complete app platform for the AI age.
C
Truly
sharp.
unlock the ROI of AI. OpenAI on Azure. Azure OpenAI. Grok from xAI is coming to Azure.
For what AI needs to
be. For AI safety.
Orchestrate it all with AI.
Agentic AI solution.
Azure AI Foundry and GitHub Copilot and AI travel agent.
AI agent. Azure AI Foundry.
The AI hub.
C
best
sharp.
Platform for AI. Windows AI
Windows.
Foundry.
He said Windows.
Windows AI
he said
Foundry.
Windows.
Windows AI Foundry. Windows AI Foundry. High performance AI.
Your website into an AI app.
Any AI app.
Azure AI Foundry. Azure OpenAI. GPT.
AI functions to Foundry. Oh. AI apps ready for AI. Think of this as AI driven ETL, pre-built AI-powered transformation, the best AI experience,
AI-driven
next
ETL.
Generation of AI workloads.
Your new AI infrastructure on Azure, all of the AI developers' investments and all.
We're building a complete AI system, newest data centers built for AI. Seize with this AI WAN, having an AI accelerator or a fungible fleet of AI accelerators, knowledge worker workflows on our AI platform.
It uses AI models.
Thank you all very, very much. Enjoy the rest of Build.
It's TED's Tech Show. All right, in all seriousness, I had to scrape the barrel, but I've actually found some stuff to talk about. Azure Foundry Local is pretty cool. We'll do a coding demo thing. We'll have a look at Aspire 9.3. They have jumped the shark on this one. I'm very, very concerned. And App Service. Azure App Service actually gets some new stuff. We'll go into that in a little bit of detail. So one big announcement is Foundry Local, which is like a mini version of OLAMA, I suppose, that you can actually run locally. I'm assuming it's running some of the same stuff in Azure AI Foundry. They have some documentation. There is some source code as well, including, would you believe it, an SDK for C Sharp. It's not published on NuGet, so you can't actually use it. And the documentation, obviously, because this is Microsoft, of course, only has JavaScript and Python samples. Well, let's give you a quick demo of it from the perspective of a C Sharp and or .NET developer. So we can start the service with Foundry service start, like so, and it will fiddle about. And what we can do is run a model that I've downloaded earlier in the service, like so. Foundry model load. And then what you'll notice is that it's loading this model entirely into the GPU of the Mac. It's actual full Mac support. It's that's pretty cool, I think. It's just going to take a bit of time loading model. Very good. What we can then do is check status of the service, like this. Status, maybe. Model management service is running. Right. So now that we have that running, we can do some C-sharp code. So Foundry Local serves a full OpenAI compatible API. You'll notice this is the world famous chat completions API. So we can do something like is .NET and C-sharp cool and popular? Answer in one word, yes or no. Let's run this and see what the actual final definitive answer, all of mankind's human knowledge, through my GPU. Yes, there you go. It's official. .NET is cool and popular as powered by Azure Foundry Local. All right, next up, we're going to look at Aspire 9.3. Okay, hold on to your hats for this. Guys, we're going to do new .NET project, like so. Do .NET Aspire app host, call it app host to whatever default directory. great projects. This is going to blow your socks off. I can't believe that they have done this, right? They have their finest minds working on this, okay? So we have .NET Aspire app here, like so. Let me zoom in a little bit, like that, yeah. Very simple. We'll run it, and let's see what happens. This is wild, okay? C# launch startup project. App host, come on, here we go. Papa needs a new pair of shoes. Would it run first time? We have a browser window. It's popped up over there, but we'll move it over here. Let's refresh. There you go. Look at that. We have an empty thing. But would you believe it? Look at this brand spanking new feature. On the top right, they added, yes, GitHub Copilot to .NET Aspire dashboard. A permissions dialog wants to access language models provided by Copilot chat. All right. So let's try this again, shall we? Tell me about my resources. Send on. Let's go. Getting resource. No resources found. Okay. Wow. That's blown my mind. That's really worth it. So there is a great pic on Twitter of the Aspire team on stage at Microsoft Build. And look at the pain in Damien's face there. He knows something's up, because James Newton King, the guy that actually did JSON.NET, 2 billion downloads, broke NuGet, also popular, was the guy to announce this. And I really think he should be working on something that software developers actually care about. That's my angle on this. Okay. Last up then is new stuff in Azure App Service, my favorite service on Microsoft Azure. Go straight into it. They've got a new service plan that promises to give you 24% cost savings on Windows for better cost performance, some faster temporary storage, and all the way down from one CPU, 4 gigs of RAM for the cheapos, all the way up to the massive ones with 256 gigs. But better than that is actually now you can do finally high availability with only 2 availability zones. What this means is that you don't need 3 nodes on your web tier anymore to get 99.99% SLA. This is great. This is basically going to cut a third off everybody's app service bills. And yeah, it's cheaper. So everyone's happy. Cheaper, faster, better. Azure App Service is getting serious improvements. I love it. I love Azure App Service. It's all you need for 99% of projects. Let's go. Thank you for watching. As always, if you found that entertaining at all, don't forget I've got a blog thing over there. Link will be in the description with textual forms of all of these weekly rants that will go straight to your inbox. I also have Twitter, which you really, really should not follow me on. You will just hate your life if you do so. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, etc. Maybe see you next week. Cheers.